Thanks to Ryan Vlogs for sponsoring this podcast.
Hello and welcome
to Tech Stuff. This is your host, Hydra Kang. In this episode of Tech Stuff, we will be talking about the iPhone 11 Pro. So, the iPhone, if you do not know, Apple has, just released the iPhone 11 Pro. I like it because I just love Apple so much. But one thing I don't get is why does it need three cameras? Three. Seriously, why? And I think the iPhone... Oh, thank gosh. I thought it was using... Oh, so now they're doing USB-C to Lightning cable instead of USB 2.0 to Lightning cable. So that's a next big step in Apple's stuff. And it's supposed to be water resistant or whatever it is for 30 minutes up to 3 meters. But I really wouldn't test it unless you're willing to pay $2,000, not 20. It says it's $1,099, which I still think is overpriced. To be completely honest with you guys, because it's not a lot of stuff. That's too much money for me. The next thing that I want to talk about for this episode of Tech Stuff is new and coming soon tech stuff, tech things, or whatever it is. So now there's a starch reducing home cooker. It automatically removes excess sugars from starch foods like rice, pasta, and potatoes with its ingenious 4-stage cooking process. And it's now available. So there's a hot rock, a high heat foam roller, one of those things that you whenever you're done running to stretch out, whatever. And then a smart cooking assistant, kitchen cooking assistant. So you can say Safira, or whatever it is. How do I make pasta or potatoes? Now there's affordable direct vitamin memberships coming out soon. And there is hand-picked Arame. Sorry if I said it wrong. Arame. Seaweed tea. Well, in class today, I was just going around saying, would anyone like some tea? But I've never heard of seaweed tea. Three-sided sonic toothbrush. That sounds good for people that don't brush their teeth that well. Soap-saving silicone scrubber. Because you put soap inside, I think you put the soap inside of it. I'm not clicking on it yet. But I think you put the soap inside the container. And whenever you go to wash your body, it doesn't use that much, as much soap. So you save 85% of soap. And then last time, I talked about the Microdrone 4 2.0, a smart camera drone for under $200, I think I said. That's all for one website. I think these things are like ingenious things that are happening. I mean, I wouldn't be able to make it. I don't know what that was, but Live No Smart Alarm Clock. So Freddy came out. Home Mirror. I wouldn't really like that for some reason. It just doesn't sound that well. New soundbars. Oh. To Keplotch. New soundbars. Keplotch will be coming out with 5 new soundbars ranging from 40 inches to 54 inches. Wow. And the smallest features Google Assistant. While the 48-inch wide model comes with Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, and Apple's AirPlay 2. Look out for the sleek soundbars to be available in the next few months. Ring DoorView Cam. So, as you can know on YouTube now, people are posting a lot of videos of people taking people's boxes that they bought from like Amazon. So if you haven't heard of Mark Rober, he made this look like a Siri HomePod. And he put a one-way through plastic thing so the cameras could see out, but the person couldn't see in. So he had 4 phones that would upload to the cloud if he couldn't find it, and a mechanism to spray the world's finest glitter all over the victim, and some fart spray. And I think that's like perfect to show you an example to people that think that they're going to do it. So then they'll look out for those people, and they might. Hopefully they won't steal anymore, because no one likes people taking your stuff. So oh my. So, I'm on this website. It's 25 brilliant new inventions that will make your life so much easier, blah, blah, blah. So, an easy-to-load toilet paper holder. $14 on Amazon. A scented-based alarm clock. It's on Kickstarter for $60, almost $60.59. A fanny pack sandals, $50 on fishline.com. Sofa that turns into bunk beds. It's almost like the double-decker couch. $3,900 on spaceman.com. A pillow with a hole for your glasses. That is probably going to be life changing for some people. So then if they have glasses, they just take it off, put it on their pillow, and don't worry about breaking them. And it's $89, which I still think is a little more than it needs to be. A knife that warms butter as it spreads. That is life changing. That could probably lead to a knife that cuts toast, that cuts bread and makes it into toast. And it's $20 on Amazon. Wow. A mug with a customizable temperature. $80 at Nordstrom. A woman who sued McDonald's for the burns that she suffered after spilling a cup of OJ on her lap. Luckily, one company has come up with a solution for liquids that are particularly too hot, so the mug can cool them down. Containers that remind you when food is about to expire. That will be good. $75 on Kickstarter. A strainer that attaches to the pot. That would be good for maybe, making applesauce. No, apple cider. $12 on Amazon. A piggy bank that tracks your money. Don't they already have that? I think they do, but it's $14 on Amazon. Voice activated lights. Well, that's $70 on Amazon, but I found a solution. So, whenever you buy lights, make sure that, like, get them in a lamp. So then, like, you can flip a switch and they come on and off. So make it, well, they can already do that. So what you would want to do, you would want to hook it in, the lamps into a outlet. Keep the light switch on. And buy these things on Amazon for like, I think they were like $20. And it comes into a 2-pack. And you just plug those into your wall and then plug it into the light fixture or lamp, whatever you want to plug it into. And it can hook up with Google Assistant and Alexa, and it will be awesome.
I don't know that.
I didn't ask you, Alexa. So I have one in my thing, in my bedroom. A backpack with a USB charger. $24 on Amazon. A foldable cutting board. $12 on Amazon. So, that will wrap it up for this podcast. Hope you enjoyed. And I might talk to you guys next week. It's fall break for us, so I'll be down in Florida. I'm not going to say where. So I might have enough time or I might not. Probably not, but thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Bye-bye.